To find Bear Country cookies at the Gateway Shopping Center, you just follow your nose. Down the escalator from the movie theater, past some restaurants, you start to smell the cinnamon, almond, lemon, and butter. Owner Joel Clark says they rely on that smell to bring people in.
Cookies are really kind of an impulse buy. So when people are at the mall, they love to come over to Bear Country Cookies and grab a cookie. That's fun. It's an impulsive thing, but we need foot traffic to sustain it. But there just aren't enough people here at the Gateway to keep our sales up like they used to be.
Clark says his business has consistently done well since they opened in 2003, one of the first shops at the Gateway. But sales have dropped 35% since City Creek Center opened in downtown Salt Lake more than a year ago. Across the street from Clark's store at JMR, a young adult clothing shop, assistant manager Madison Martin is rearranging clothes for a summer sidewalk sale. Martin is also seeing fewer customers.
Last summer, it was like constant people in and out of the store, and now there's hardly anyone.
But Martin is hopeful that the situation is temporary, that the Gateway will appeal to younger people and those interested in some of the local boutique stores that have moved in to replace the businesses that have left.
I mean, our numbers have definitely gone down from last year, but they'll pick back up, I hope. And once people realize, like, they're going to go to City Creek for certain things and they'll come here for certain things, so I think the Gateway will flourish again, but it's just going to take a little bit of time.
A recent economic benchmark report commissioned by Salt Lake City's Downtown Alliance sees new retail leasing activity at the Gateway as a positive sign that sales will go up. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.